Hey loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com.
Welcome to the good life. Welcome to the jungle. Sueville. Welcome, Demi. Good morning, darling.
Sueville. So you're like the mayor.
Yes.
You do it all.
I do it all, baby.
Wow, that's quite the schedule.
I have my whole tribe, right? I have
this meeting.
Meeting abounds. Welcome. It's Tuesday. What month are we in, Benny?
It's June.
June. We're in the first of June.
Yep.
How are you?
I'm doing it's very summer. Well. Yeah, it
I
is
was just,
officially.
I was just in Seattle. I spent some time
Thanks
in
for
Washington.
Stopping by. Rude.
I know. I stopped
Rude,
by.
Dude.
It was over the weekend. I couldn't come. I wanted to come to the studio.
You should have just stopped by, left a picture on the wall or something like.
Oh, put it on the front door.
Yeah. Yes.
I should totally do that. That would be hilarious. T-Mobile people would be like, what's going on?
Nah, they know who you are.
Know who I am. Well, yeah, I had a great time in Kirkland, in Bellingham, Alki. It was absolutely beautiful. It was, you know, the typical Pacific Northwest summer day. It was just epic. It was so beautiful.
Awesome.
Yes. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Doing very well. Good. Yep. And the boys and family and all that good juicy stuff.
Yeah, we got a couple more weeks left of sixth grade for my twin boys. And that is, we're looking forward to summer. Got a lot of plans on the docket.
Wow, sixth grade. I remember when you were all pregnant.
Well, not me.
Well, I know, but you were all part of that. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, that was a lot going on there. A lot going on there.
Yes, there was. All right. Well, welcome you guys. I know you guys love I get so many emails about Benny and I's banter. So I love Benny and he's my superstar. So thank you, Benny. Audience, thank you. Welcome. It's Tuesday and we're in June and life is happening. I got a great guest today. Well, I have a great guest every day, every week. I'm pretty excited about this. Jen, who I'll do the formal introduction in a little bit, but I wanted to do our daily awareness practice. It's an inside job. And today it is about awareness. Things have been popping up for me about intuition and really discerning and having the hyper, hyper, hyper awareness. And I air quotes here, hyper, hyper, hyper awareness of where your mindset is, where your mindset is, where your energy is. What are you focusing on? That awareness, even just those three things. You could even just pick one of those and do that for 10 days and then rotate them around and do it for 30 days. It's really important that you have a hyper awareness practice in place before the shiitake hits the fan. Today, with it's an inside job, the awareness practice, I want to talk to you about discerning, you know, when you're in that awareness practice and it's discerning between that yes and no. Following your intuition, following that gut instinct. Now, following that gut instinct and your intuition, you've also got to know and have that hyper awareness of where your frequency, where your energy, where your mindset is. If you're down in the dumps and you get a hit, it's probably not going to be the quality hit that you are looking for. You have to have a higher vibration, a higher sense and sensibility about yourself. So you are getting a heart felt message from your soul, from your source, from your higher being, whatever it is. You heard me talk about this. Purple chopsticks. If you wanted to be purple chopsticks, that is totally fine. Where I'm going with all of this, it's important that you have a discerning practice in place. You're already in a heightened state of awareness. You are in a heart space of awareness. And you do get a hit. You're in bliss. You're happy. You're in satisfaction. You're in appreciation. You're in gratitude. That's the time when you say, that's the hit I'm going to listen to. Following your intuition and discerning between the two. And you know what? This is really important when you are learning and practicing your intuition and having that awareness, that discernment of a yes and a no. zero emotional attachment to it, because the yes and the no is simply giving you the contrast of the information. It's giving you wisdom. Really lean into what I just said about that contrast. It's just a yes and a no. That's all it is. It wasn't meant for you, or it is. That's it. That's all it is. All right, guys. Daily awareness practice. It's an inside job. Awareness to your mindset, your energy, and what are you focusing on? Really pay attention to that. And if it's in the dumps, if it's negative, if it's sticky, you heard me say sticky. If it's sticky, no, don't listen to those messages unless it's sticky and there's danger. There's a whole nother conversation, but I'm specifically talking about you honing in on that heart-spaced source awareness and intuition. Today's guest, actually, we are going to be diving deep into that conversation of awareness. What does genius unlocked sound like? What is it for you? Do you want a genius within you? Do you want to explore what that looks like? Well, Jen Benninger is the Genius Unlocked founder and CEO of Genius Unlocked Institute and board certified company, where she sees coaches, mentors, and transforms leaders' personal and professional lives. Through her thousands of hours of executive experience, Jen has refined the art of coaching others on how to delve into what's holding them back and guiding them successfully to live in their purpose and by their calling on their intuition. Her deep understanding of energy work, intuition, communication skills, and mindset work is a perfect match for this show, P.S. Jen is able to produce more breakthrough results than she and her clients could ever dream of. Is that amazing or what? Jen! Boom! We are in the same wheelhouse, sister. Welcome!
Thank you so much. I loved the introduction that everything is inside. It got me grounded and ready to have this conversation with you today. So I am beyond excited.
Wonderful. Thank you. And again, you know, I following my intuition, and I said, all right, source, what are we talking about today in the awareness practice? And they said, we need to talk about awareness and putting, beautiful, you know, and having, and being able to discern between that looks, what that looks like. So Jen, I did the formal bio. Let's do this. My audience and I, we want to get to know you, your backstory, mm-hmm, your why, where you are in your journey, and what brought you here, and get to know your juiciness and your energy if we could.
Absolutely. I love that. Thank you. So yes, I am very, very excited in my life. And I actually say almost some of the exact same things you say in the sense of focus on what you want. Well, I didn't start out that way. I live in the Silicon Valley. So I grew up and I was told, you know, go to college, get a good job. So I worked for this little company, not sure if anybody heard of it, called WebMD. When they went public, yep, they was here in the Silicon Valley. And I just was wanting to focus on what I was told I was supposed to do. Didn't really know too much about my intuition. So got married and had this great time while I was spending my 20s. And Sue, my husband and I at the time, you know, we're wanting to get pregnant and have babies, right? You're in your 20s, we're have a good job. He's in law enforcement, everything's great. And then that wasn't happening. So we had about 2 or 3 years, actually about 3.5 years of infertility. And I didn't really know what was happening. I didn't know about my intuition. I didn't know, you know, what the next steps were. So I was also starting my own business. So I've been a full-time entrepreneur since 2002. So I've been completely out in this entrepreneurial world.
That's, but I was in my too, job. Yeah.
And I didn't know it was my intuition. And I woke up one day and I quit my job. And I came home. And this time, you know, both of us are, I'm making about 50% of our income in California in the late 90s or early 2000s. And I just knew that I had to quit my job. So I quit my job. And then, of course, you know, a month later, I get pregnant. So, I was like, didn't know. So you want to talk about intuition? You had the exact reaction I was looking for. People are like, why are you telling the story? Three and a half years. Yes.
Of course.
Didn't know what it was though. And I came home and I told my husband at the time, I was like, well, okay, there you go. So I went on this journey. My boss was like, please don't leave. And I was like, this is just where I'm at. Well, I still didn't know exactly about intuition. So then I venture on a little bit and I became a business coach. I was very good at helping people and knowing how to for clients to grow businesses. I've been an entrepreneur since 1997. I knew how to grow businesses. I would do this, but Sue, they didn't do what I told them to do. And I couldn't figure it out.
Really?
It's like my teenagers, right? I'm like, what do you know? I know exactly how to get you to six, multiple six, seven figure business. Just do what I say. And no, because it's their mindset. It's they're not vibrating high. They're not following their intuition. They're not leaning into that bliss and all of those amazing things you said this morning. Well, I didn't know it either. I didn't realize it either. So I was on this and I was like banging my head against the wall. I was like, my clients are paying me a lot of money. Those that do do what I say make lots of money. And those that don't, I'm trying to figure out how to help them. So unfortunately, about this time, my marriage started having some difficulty. Again, not really sure about the intuition work. So I walked into my first neuro-linguistic or NLP training. And I will never forget this. So I walked in, I said, oh my gosh, I can use all of this to save my marriage. Instead, I saved myself and grew my intuition. So when I started learning about the mindset work, I added all of that into my business. And then everything clicked together. So you talk about awareness.
Yeah.
Consciousness equals awareness. When you, so everything's happening in your unconscious mind, right? We all seen that cliche, right? The little iceberg. A little bit at the top and yes. And so like all that stuff's underneath. Well, your unconscious mind brings up what it wants you to know about, what it wants to learn, your negative projections,
scarcity mindset, all the fear. Hello.
It bubbles up.
Oh, and then
your conscious mind, this is what I figured out, like, I don't know, like 10, 15 years ago, your conscious mind is the goal setter. Mm. So you set your goals with your conscious mind. However, ladies and gentlemen, your unconscious mind is the goal getter. If you aren't in alignment, you can set goals all day long and your unconscious mind is going to be like, nope, you don't think you deserve it. Nope, you don't think you're worthy. Nope, you don't want to, you know, you're not going to be able to do that. Well, guess what's the translator between the conscious and the unconscious mind? I'll give you three guesses.
Boom, boom, boom.
Your intuition, ladies and gentlemen. So your intuition is the translator between the conscious and the unconscious mind. So when I figured that out, and then I started getting massive results for myself and massive results for my clients, I was like, oh, here we go. So when you can tap into your intuition. And there's four steps to doing that, or there's four steps to developing your intuition, which I'll share in a second. And it was just, that was my process. So then I left, I was the executive coaching director for an international company. And they were really more focused just on the money aspect, which is great. Money's a positive exchange of energy. Apps of freaking, I teach wealth. I teach how to grow wealth. I teach how to get out of your way. Because money and in the bedroom are your two most vulnerable places, areas of life. So you are most vulnerable when you're thinking, when you're in those two spaces. And so you can clean that up, then you can attract wealth and love and raise your vibration and live in bliss and all of these things. So that's what we're here for, right? You asked about why. I'm like, because I want to live in bliss and juicy stuff and have relationships and communication. So we grow through this, and I ended up with a divorce, which was great. Not a big deal. We have the best, like, I just talked to him yesterday. We have the amicable divorce. People were shocked. We did a whole through mediation. It's because all the mindset work that I was doing. And he's off living his best life. I'm living my best life. We have our oldest daughter, the one I started out with, 20. My youngest is 16. Yeah. And my oldest works for us because of this. And I left that last company who was just really focused on the negative aspects of money. And with my best friend and now business partner, launched Genius Unlocked, because we truly believe everyone has a genius inside of you. It's how source sees you. Again, words that you use, that I use. It's your definition of source. I'm loving purple chopsticks. I am going to have to take one.
Yeah, you cool. can have that, sweetheart. Use it. But seriously, right? I mean, I have, and when I started this show 15 years ago, and thank you so much, Jen, for that. There were so many things in the closet, right? Intuition, psychic, evidential mediumship, spirituality, this whole umbrella of what energetics look like, yes. defined like all mm-hmm. that stuff. And I'm like, source, you want me to be on the radio, have my own network? None of that was ever on my radar. Yet I had to lean into it. Was I scared and nervous? Absolutely. I did it anyways. I did it anyways. And I absolutely loved it. And I think there's so much conversation to be had around doing it anyways and just leaning into changing the dialogue and the mindset around I'm scared to, I'm excited to do this. This is different, right? And switching that mindset. And I also think, and we can have that conversation. I also think it's important that we have a conversation around the addiction to the drama and the fear and the cortisol, that, you know, all juicy
yes.
stuff. That they, your audience, if you could see her, she's going rolling her eyes and shaking her head. Yes. Right. It's so paramount. And you don't even realize, because when with the people that I've talked to or coached or mm-hmm. educated, I'm like, your body's addicted to the chemicals that are being released. And they're like, I'm not addicted to anything. And I'm like, well, let's have a little separation here. Your body is addicted to the drama. You're getting juiced by, mm-hmm. you're getting a reward by, you know, the fears and the dramas and keeping you stuck, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And like I said, yes, I was able to have an amicable divorce. Well, there was quite a few years where obviously things weren't amicable. So we weren't about a divorce. And it was that. It was addicted to that, the chemical reaction that's happening. Because so cortisol by itself is beneficial. Adrenaline by itself is beneficial. When you combine cortisol and adrenaline, that's the challenge that you're having. And that is where the negative effects are starting to show up in your neurological capacity in every cell of your body. So we can actually, we even teach and coach around, you can take anything that's going on in your physical space, your toe to an arm to a shoulder. I had frozen shoulder the entire time I was going through my divorce. It was not an accident. And so I looked it up in my little book and I was like, is it? It's because I've been with
my husband. Little book. Is that Louise Hay?
No, actually it's Metaphysical Anatomy. I don't have
I love that. Okay. Yeah.
Metaphysical. Yep. Sorry. I say little book cause it's ironic because it's like this thick. So that was a little unconscious slip. So it's this big, thick book and I open it up and it's like, right side is having to be the provider and everything was going on my shoulder. I went from my parents to college to my husband to now when I got divorced, 48 years old, having to support myself and two kids. So it was this, my body was reacting to the negative thoughts and emotions. So it's everything's connected. We have three minds, four bodies. We have the spiritual body, we have the emotional body, we have the mental body, and we have the physical body. And when these are not in alignment, then one of them's gonna be a little bit out of whack. So that's where the intuition comes in. It communicates with all of them. And then we have our three minds, which is our unconscious mind, conscious mind, and higher conscious mind, or your definition of source. One of the things that's so important about intuition for us is intuition is where all the answers lie for you to live the life as source sees you. So your definition of source again. So when you are wondering that addiction of what's going on, that's because it's your physical body responding to what's going on in your spiritual, mental, and emotional mind, in those bodies. So your unconscious mind is the realm of emotions. So if we need to clean up negative emotions, we do that there. Your mental mind is those that are stuck in like the how. Like, how do I do this? What are my next steps? I'm feeling this. Spiritual mind is your intuitive hits, those $1 million downloads. And then of course your physical body is where you manifest everything. So you can't manifest anything up here in spiritual, emotional, mental. Everything's manifested here. And you take I love what you were saying. We just use the words inspired action because so many of you out there are like taking action. You have no way. It's like throwing spaghetti up against the wall.
That, yeah, it's spaghetti against the wall, or it's a roadmap. You know, I use the analogy like a roadmap. Yeah, sure. Or a map. Yeah, I could get from Seattle to Florida just by going. But if I have a map, I'm gonna get there a lot clearer, right?
In
efficiency.
We are gonna be talking more and more and more, because I use the analogy. This is very rapport, you know, synergetic right here with us too. Because yes, and I use the metaphor that your intuition. So this is the definition of intuition. So our definition, your intuition is always, always without a doubt, kind,
always,
not always gentle. We call it a dead fish. It's like getting smacked in the face with a dead fish. You're like,
oh, whoa. No, wait. Okay. I say to, and you'll love this. Cause that dead fish smacked upside the head. My analogy is, okay, source, I want my messages in butterflies. I don't want grizzly bears anymore. And with that, I promise you, I will stay in that awareness so I can see, hear, and feel the butterflies. I need no more flipping grizzly bears.
Grizzly bears. That
no more. Or dead fish. I don't want any dead fish slapped across my face.
We call her Wanda. So that ages my Wanda. Aged me a little bit, like a fish called Wanda.
Oh my and God. Then that movie was brilliant, by the way.
My client, I wish I had it right now. I know we're on radio, but she brought me like a plastic fish. She's like, here, in case you actually have to. So we have Wanda, the dead fish. But your intuition may not be gentle, but it's always kind. And yes. Then you have your other three inner voices, which is your inner critic, your inner ego, and your inner child. Which is what we love about our intuition, is we don't want to blame, shame, or lock, or say negative things to these other three voices. They have a purpose. They have an absolute purpose. They are your warning light. They're your gaslight coming on.
Your discernment. It's your discernment, yeah. Right? It's what we were talking about.
Yeah. It's the battery going out in your fire, which is freaking annoying at 3 a.m.
Yes.
Your inner critic. Blah, 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 blah.
Drunk roommate. Yes.
Intuition gets all the learnings that you need to learn. So back to the map and the thing into the map is, we say your intuition is your GPS, which means no judgment. So if it says turn right, and you have developed the four steps, and you're developed the four steps of your intuition, and you go right, yay. If it says go right, and you're like, and I want to go left. So you go left. In listening to your inner critic, your inner ego, your inner child, you miss the awareness. It's all good, because you needed to learn something over here. So there's never a wrong choice. Ever.
Right there, audience. Wait. I gotta put a pin in that. That's super important, because again, to the top of the hour, what I was talking about, learning in the discernment, whether you go left or right, it's still gaining wisdom. It still is. So don't be emotionally attached, beat yourself up, be in fear, shame, guilt. Take a deep breath, again, going into your heart, tapping, NLP. Do that to get your body and your nervous system into homeostasis, so you can be like, hey, it's okay. It's okay, babe. It's okay, right?
Yes. So there's no judgment. There's no blaming and shaming. And so if you go left, you can go, awesome. I deserve to learn what I learned by going left. Your intuition's like, turn right. And it just redirects you. So there's never a wrong choice. It's, I did the best I could with the information I had. I have new information. My intuition, I wanted to test it. I wanted to have that discernment. So let me just see. It said right. Let me just see. And then it goes left and you're like, nope, that's learned now that I'm strong, that I'm flexible.
There's the bear.
You're like, okay, I'm good. So your intuition is that GPS, which with no judgment, it just goes, okay, here. So the more you want to develop your intuition. So Sue, can I share the four ways that I teach my clients on that?
Yes, let's do that after commercial. So Radio World, we're going to tease you. You want to know the fours. We're going to talk about it. Genius. Let's get your genius unlocked. We got a quick commercial break. We're going to go noodle over on YouTube. If you're on Radio World and you want to see us, just go to YouTube and type in KKNW AM 1150 or vice versa, 1150 AM KKNW, all that stuff. We will be right back. We're talking about Genius Unlocked. Hi guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue, claritywithsue.com. That is 15 years in radio, high integrity, solid reputation. I am looking for conscious collaborations, sponsorships, alignment and messaging. This could be mind, body, spirit, organics, and fitness. Let's talk about a conscious collaboration together and aligning our mission, our messaging, and products and services. Email Sue at claritywithsue.com. That's Sue at claritywithsue.com.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
Every person with a disability deserves equity in education, employment, and their community. Sherwood Community Services takes pride in serving all people with disabilities and their families since 1957, including in rural areas and non-native English-speaking communities. Sherwood provides service in Snohomish, Skagit, and Island counties. Sherwood is open for referrals for telehealth and virtual support for children and adults with disabilities. To find out more, visit SherwoodCS.com. Sherwood, believing in abilities.
Hey guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue. I have got a question for you. Does turnover happen in your company? Is morale really low because of what's happening in our economy and in the world? Are you experiencing small T traumas within your organization that's affecting your bottom line, that's affecting massive turnover? Well, what we do know that low morale causes employees to have a loss of interest. It's like 65% of employees do not feel appreciated. So how about this? How about a solution? In 90 minutes, go from checked out to tapped in. Set your team apart from others and create a culture to be proud of. Help your team find that purpose again. That's what I do. I'm going to help you do that. In 90 minutes, go from checked out to tapped in. Send me an email, sue@claritywithsue.com. That's sue@claritywithsue.com.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. Sue here, getting tapped in and turned on to life. It all starts with awareness, clarity, and then your education. You can process that education. You can integrate that education. It's you acting now in your life. You guys have heard me talk about that so many times. Jen is joining us. We are talking about having that awareness and getting your genius unlocked and the foundation pieces of that. What that looks like, defining your genius, being authentic and genuine to yourself, not listening to the fears and the doubts, although listening to those so you can discern is a good thing. However, not listening to the fears and the doubts and the shames and going that route. No more bears, no more fishes, no more. I wanted to say a fish called Wanda, but no more fishes across the face.
No dead fish. Yes.
No dead fish. If you missed us on YouTube, we were noodling over there. Please go back and you can go to YouTube and let us know. Let me know if you have any questions. You guys know how to DM me. You can go on YouTube and ask me questions there. On the commercial break, we were talking about the four I's. Jen was telling us about what we need to be listening to, and it's really important. We're going to set that foundation, the four I's. And then before we left for a break, we were talking about the four steps to hearing the intuition about unlocking your genius. So Jen, take it away.
That's great. I'm very excited. I love how you said it. We were like noodling over there. I was like, oh, that's so fun. Yeah. That is what we were doing.
Yes. It's fun words, right? It's noodling. Yeah. It's yeah. Yeah.
It raises the vibration. That was the language. I was really connected with. Well, linguistics is our middle name over here at NLP. And linguistics is the language of the mind, which is how you define what you, believe it or not, it's really what you grew up in. It's like, what was your environment? Who were you connecting with? How did, your teachers and your friends and your parents and your siblings, it's how you label label your experiences. So everyone has different definitions of every word, right? So it's like your definition of leadership is different than my definition because of the language that I put on it. So when we're talking about
the energy behind all of that.
100%. It's the we talk a lot about vibration and the vibration chart and raising the vibration and where are your thoughts and emotions vibrating at? And the lower your vibration, the more constricted your creativity, your curiosity is. So you want to continue to raise that vibration. So your neurology, literally, I'm obsessed with how the brain works. So that's, we can have a science conversation.
Oh, I know. I love that too. But I want to put a pin in the conversation you just had with your frequency or the statement that you just made, Jen, your frequency is really important. The language that you're not only speaking in here and in here is super important. That's why you hear me on the radio and you hear me, Jen, saying the word sticky. You know, we talked about CCs in life and really having a hyper awareness of the language and the frequency I speak.
Yes.
Right? It's so important. It matters tenfold.
And that's going to lead right into that conversation. It's going to lead right into the four voice. And I promise we will get to the four steps before the break. I want to identify the four inner voices. So we ask our clients, and we would love to ask you, and I would love for you to ask yourselves, which I is talking, like I, like the letter I is talking.
So audience, this is your tool. This is your toolbox. Oh. Keep in mind. Go ahead.
Yep. So which I is talking? When you say things to yourself or out loud, I want this. I deserve this. I would like to manifest that. I. Which I is talking? So your three voices where you want to get learnings in where your vibration's going to be lower is either your inner critic, your inner ego, or your inner child. Or are you listening, or is the I speaking your intuition? The goal is to get your intuition to about 80% and 20% of the other. The reason we don't want it to be like, Jen, why not 100%? You need the discernment. You need to get the learnings. So we, right now, when I first learned this work, my inner critic ran about 90% of my thoughts. And then I had to develop my intuition, which is the four steps, which I'll talk about in a second. And I'm on the process now of switching and turning the hourglass over where my intuition is now 80% and my inner voices are about 20% versus where I started. So the reason I tell you that is I want to give you all hope because you can do it. When you become aware of which voice is speaking, then understanding what their purpose is. So your inner ego is the one that digs in. Your inner ego is protecting the identity that you've created right now.
An identity that could have been fostered by family, by job.
It has 100% was.
Oh, 100%. That stuff. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, I did not want to get divorced because I was a cop's wife and I did not want to be a statistic. I held on to that identity because we were married for 25 years. And I was like, I will not be a statistic. I do mindset work. I will save my marriage. And my intuition's over here like, hello. And I was like, no, I am going to save. I'm not going to be a statistic. And I held it.
Jen, there's a really powerful conversation, what you said, because you were scared. You were fighting against the grain. There was fear. There was shame. There was guilt. But you did it anyways.
Oh, and in the four steps, I'm going to tell you how and why I did it. So,
yes.
Well, let's bring it back. I'll tell you exactly how that happened because I was like, no way. I remember a neighbor was like, if your wife's work so great, why are you getting a divorce? And I'm like, because my work is so great is why I'm getting a divorce because we were not good for each other anymore. We've been together since we were 21 and 22. He was in the Navy, became a police officer. I was in corporate. Then I became a full-time entrepreneur. We had two kids. Life happened. It wasn't in alignment anymore. I wasn't listening to my intuition enough, but I got the learnings that I needed to learn. I can take care of myself. I can support myself. I have a multi-7-figure business. I'm going to Costa Rica tomorrow. It's like, woo-hoo! I created my life. My oldest daughter works for me. turns in psychology papers in college where they say you should go get a PhD because of how well you explain the language of the mind, because she works with me. So again, none of that is to impress any of you. None of that is to impress you. It is to impress upon you. Yep. You have the power inside of you to create the life that you want. When you focus on what you want, listen to your intuition, clean up the negative thoughts and emotions, and understand that you have the power inside your mind to completely change your outside world. That was what that was all about.
And your language. Absolutely.
100%. So anyway, back to, we've started like seven stories.
But it's all good. It's good information. Yeah. Let me recap. The four eyes are your inner voices that you were talking about. What eyes, this was your what to do, your how to, the practical in real life tools that we are really adamant about, guys. Your four eyes, which eye, the I ams, which eye is talking? Is it the critic, the ego, or the inner child? You want it to be your source, your intuition.
Yes.
And that intuition voice is soft, it's loving, it's kind.
Somewhat not very gentle, but it is sometimes very, it may not be a grizzly, yet it will also won't come out. It won't, your intuition wants you to know that it's listening. And your other three voices are like bulls in the china shop. They're like coming in and you're like, wait, who's talking in your intuition?
It's chaotic. It's chaos.
Yes.
Versus intuition is grounding and solid. Yes. Yes, it may be a boom, but it's a grounded, authentic boom. Yeah.
Absolutely. And okay. So that's your inner critic, your inner ego, your inner critic is protecting the chaos or the thoughts that there are now. Your inner critic protects what is there now. So your intuition wants you to grow and learn new things. Well, then your inner critic is like, but I know this problem. I know how to do this problem really well, Jen. Sue, please I don't want to learn a new problem. I want to stay in this problem right now because I know how to do it really good. That's your inner critic.
Swipe left.
You're like, okay. And then your inner child is the one where your hurt lives, where you stepped out and maybe didn't get the result that you wanted, yet you weren't neurologically developed enough to understand that that was your intuition guiding you. So you want to listen. Which eye is talking? Your intuition is never going to steer you wrong. It always, without a doubt, has your best interest at heart. It is always
even if it doesn't feel like at time, because that's your other three eyes saying,
"That's right."
That's right, sister.
Okay. Woo-hoo! So now that we understand, so once your homework is to keep identifying which eye is talking. So ask those questions. Am I digging in and protecting an identity that isn't serving me anymore? Perfect. Am I trying to stay in the problem that I know? Or am I protecting myself from getting hurt? That's some overview of the other eyes. Your intuition has always got it. So how do you develop your intuition? So those are the four steps that we talked about before the break.
Yes.
So they're simple, not easy. So
perfect. That's what I live by. You know, we don't need the Rubik's Cube of personal development, right? You want to keep it simple, yet you have to put in the work.
There's another
Amen,
high five.
Sister.
That's right. And that's actually one of the steps. So you'll even love it even more. Okay. So step one, which I'm going to operate under the assumption everyone listening to us today is already managed step one, because you wouldn't even be here if not. So it's discovering that you even have an intuition. So when I relate back to my story about, I just knew I needed to quit my job. I had no idea what that was. We'd maybe called it like a gut feeling or a knowing. I didn't know that I want to put a language, I want to label that experience so I can recreate it. So that's why you have to discover that you have an intuition. That's step number one. You can't just think that everything is luck or it's the world is against me, or like if you're negative or positive on either side of that equation. So everyone here, you know, you have an intuition. So the next step, which is homework as well, is understanding how your intuition is communicating with you. Some of you are visual. Some of you hear. Some of you have a feeling, and some of you know. The goal is to enhance all four. So you can see it, feel it, know it, and hear it in your mind's eye. That's step number two. So how do you do that? You go out and you test it, so to speak. So if your intuition's like,
turn on the baby things first. Disclaimer here. Baby steps, please.
Oh, you don't want to know how I tell my clients to test it? I have two ways to take my daughter to high school. And I'll be like, do I go left or right with traffic? And I'll ask my intuition, and my intuition will say, go straight. I'll go straight, no traffic. Then I'll ask my intuition, it'll say, go straight. I'll go left, and there'll be traffic. So then I go, okay, that is my intuition. Very baby steps.
Brilliant. Audience, I hope you caught that. All right, keep going, Jen.
Number three. So step number three is, so this is what some people say is the actual hardest, and we'll see, because you guys have developed, is trusting it.
Oh, yes.
Trusting it. So this is where you have to trust that that was your intuition. So yes, you can baby step it all day long. Then you have to go into, and for me, it was, I've had to trust my intuition. It is time to get a divorce. Like, that's a huge, decide to move, decide to change jobs, decide to end or create a relationship. Whatever. Oh my God, area, dude,
we're in so much alignment. It's personal. And at 22 years, I moved out of state. It's
where is your intuition? So you have to trust it, because your intuition could talk to you all day long. You're like, I know she talks to me, but then you don't trust it. So what's the point? So the next
because you're
step,
listening to the three eyes, the critic, the ego and the inner child. Yeah.
So then the fourth one, which to me, I think it's really the hardest. My clients come back like, no, I don't know how to trust my intuition. I said, you know how to trust your intuition. It's actually step four, is you have to take the inspired action.
There it is.
And it's inspired action. There's a reason it's not action. It's inspired action.
Air quotes, audience.
What is that inspired action that you're taking? Now, again, even if you accidentally listen to one of the other three voices, it doesn't matter, because there's nothing wrong. Your intuition's like, oh, here's the learning you deserve to learn. Your intuition cannot communicate with you. Your intuition cannot help you discern. Your intuition cannot guide you if you don't take action. You have to take action so you can communicate with source. So really, really quickly, because I know I'm watching the time too, but really quickly, is you're getting
these
So you're getting these intuitive downloads, right, from source. So think about it. And those of you that are watching, or, you know, just imagine that's coming down. Okay. So you get these intuitive downloads. It's from your intuition. And in those intuitive downloads, you're understanding how your intuition is communicating with you. You're trusting your communication. It's bringing it down into the physical world. If you do not take inspired action, you're just building up this inertia, and you're not giving any feedback to source, to your intuition, that you're listening. So you're building up all this inertia, and then things start becoming a pressure cooker. Your other three voices get louder. Your intuitions, you're like, I don't understand my intuition. I used to say this one time. It's like, I lost my intuition. It's like, no, I didn't lose my intuition. I wasn't listening to it because I wasn't taking any action. So if you're getting these downloads and the energy is coming down into the physical plane, and then you take inspired action, right, wrong, or stop judging that, you're sending the energy back up to source saying, I listened, what did I need to learn? And then it becomes this manifestation machine of intuitive ideas, you taking action, you giving
and
it
right
the feedback.
There, right there. Hang on, audience. I listened. Now what? Was it a yes or a no? And
yes.
I love at the top of the hour, of course, I talked about it, the awareness. I know. Come on. Thank you, source. Hello. But it is. It's that discernment. You can take the road. It's totally okay. You're going to learn regardless. Go ahead.
Yes. And so what happens is that's why I'm saying taking the inspired action is where I actually think is
inspired
the biggest challenge.
Because
the other three is all internal. It's, I have to discover I've got it. I've got to understand how it talks to me, and I trust it. That's all inside.
And you know what people are saying? Well, what if I get scared? What if I get hurt? What if I fail? That's the three eyes that you are listening to.
Your intuition always has your back. It cannot have your back and guide you into the life that you want if you don't take action so it can guide you.
And that inspired action, you're going to learn regardless. So you're going to learn through that fear, cross the bridge of initiation through fear, shame, guilt, that critic, all of that. You're still learning.
Ugh. Yes, that's how it, so when you get stuck in this inertia building, no action, and then when you take action, it's like a dam breaks, right? It's like all of a sudden your intuition is like,
yes. Or it's the holy shiitakes. What just happened to my life? I've lost everything. I have to say shiitake because we're on live radio.
It's okay. Because you know what I say? I say, what the Christmas? Like, I'll be like, what the actual Christmas is happening? So I get it. I have to clean that. I have teenagers. I got to be super clear too.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's shiitake mushrooms and what the Christmas? What the actual Christmas is happening right now?
What the actual Christmas just happened? Yeah. Hold the press.
Yes.
Hold it. Yes. Wow.
So
okay.
It is powerful work. It's just powerful work. So if you are knowing that your intuition, this is where the one mindset shift I would love for everyone to leave from my part of this conversation is know, just please know in every cell in your body, in every thought, in every feeling, in every action, your intuition has your back. It is always conspiring to do you good, and there is no wrong.
Yep.
Take the action, listen to your intuition. Your intuition has the answers to the fear. So all negative emotions are derivatives of fear, and fear is
an illusion. Hold on, audience, did you hear that? Your intuition has all the answers to the fear, the shame, the XYZ.
Everything.
Put a label on it. Yes, go ahead, Jen.
Well, I was taking it one step deeper. I'm so glad that you're picking out the golden nuggets, because I talk about this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
All negative emotions, anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, shame, terror, all of that is derivatives of fear. And fear is an illusion.
That's an umbrella.
We solve all of these challenges with quantum physics. It's the non-mirror image reverse. I could talk about science all day long, but that's how we release this. But fear is an illusion. And all positive emotions are derivatives of love. Love is the only true emotion. So if you can truly feel in your heart, in all of your chakras, if you can, whatever your thing is, your mind, your body, your spiritual, your emotional mind, that all positive emotions are derivatives of love, and love is the true thing, and fear is an illusion, then the fear that's coming up and the guilt and the shame, if you can know that it's an illusion, but it's there, it's a mirror to teach you something. It has a purpose, and your intuition has the answer, and you know that it's coming from love, then you will be able to rise your vibration, live in the bliss, create the life that you want, focus on what you want, don't focus on the negative. Say, oh, fear and all of this stuff is an illusion. It's here to show me something I need to learn. Here's the little mirror. And it gets a little bit more intense, ladies and gentlemen, the more inertia you've built up.
Yes.
So
that's
just
momentum, the more inertia.
Yes.
I think the mirror connotation or the mirror example is really important. I talk about that a lot. In the example, in the experience of if something, someone has got you triggered, that's all within you, you've got to take a look at that. It's the mirror. If there's something that's happening in your life that you're like, that's sticky, I'm not, take a look at it. And you at that point, you have a choice. It's a discernment. It's an awareness and a discernment to say yes or no. Where I'm going with all this, it's important that you have that experience so you can gain the wisdom moving forward. And that inertia starts, that inertia starts to clean up the energy, right? And it just, yeah. Jen is nodding her head yes to the radio world.
1,000,000%.
Yes.
It's a learning or a lesson or the path for your way. We did not come into this physical plane to not do or
be. I say it's a lesson learned and earned.
Beautiful. Love it. I love the language. Our definitions are similar and our language is different. This is what's so powerful, and especially whatever you're looking for, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, like just in the business world, it takes some guts to be even listening to this radio show right now. I'm going to give
Big,
you guys
brave
so
work.
Much credit, because your head is not in the sand. You're willing to look. So I always talk to our clients. I'm like, how willing are you? If you're not willing, I'm moving on, because you have to have a willing participant. Okay, great. How willing are you? How much do you believe that if you continue to do this, you can have what you want. They have to believe, and I help them get there. I don't just, they don't have to come all like I'm perfect.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, Jen.
No, I was just going to say, if you're willing and you believe it and you understand that you can be creative and flexible and let go of the rigidity, which is, again, that's your rigidity is actually your inner ego, which is totally fine. It had a purpose. The reason this stuff comes up for y'all is because you're ready to move.
It's like taking an energetic laxative.
Oh my gosh, that is freaking hysterical. The reason that it becomes a conflict, ladies and gentlemen, is it no longer serves you. If you can just understand this, the reason that you're getting that pushback of fear, shame, guilt, it's because it no longer serves you. You give it gratitude. It served you up until now.
Thank you for the lesson. Thank you. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of
that
fear?
Boom, drop the mic. We're done, Jen. That's it.
Okay. I'm good with that. No. I'll leave with that.
Oh, I love this conversation. Okay. We got about 4 minutes left, love.
Perfect.
Anything you want to end with, but also how do people get a hold of you? What does that look like?
I would love, I mean, I could literally talk about this all day, every
day. Oh God, you and me both. Yeah.
Let's do that. So you can reach us at geniusunlocked.coach. Yes, we're on all the socials. We're not a huge social presence for the sole purpose of we want to connect with people. So we do a lot with podcasting, radio shows. Like we want to talk to you, but yep. you can reach us on all the socials. We have a lot of amazing stuff on our YouTube channel as well. I love that we're on YouTube right now. I think YouTube's so powerful. One thing that I would love to encourage you all to do, if you want to develop your intuition, is on our website. It's totally free. It's totally free. It's a 23-day unlock your intuition, and it's meditations that take you from all four stages. It'll help you discover, connect, trust, and then take the inspired action. And you don't have to do them every day we would love for you to do them in order. And there, it's right on our homepage of our website. It's unlocking your intuition. It's totally free. It's just meditations to help you do those four stages.
Guys, remember, you're changing neural pathways. So bust through that.
100%.
You're changing habituation. So keep doing it. I would say consistency. Just do it. Do it for the 23 days. Do it.
That's beautiful.
Why not? It's free, for God's sakes. It's going to make magic in your life. You're going to get the energetic enema.
It has NLP, timeline therapy, energy work. It has all of that amazing stuff built into it. And it's an arc. So it takes you through the four stages. And at the end, you'll know how to set goals that you can actually create. Because like I said, your conscious mind's the goal setter, but your unconscious mind's the goal getter. So you need to reprogram your unconscious mind to go get what you actually want. So that's that series of 20, and it's amazing. And there's a gazillion meditations and intuition and talks like this on our YouTube channel as well, which is Genius Unlocked.
That's not the personal quiz. Is that the quiz?
You can take the quiz if you have a business and you want, it's more of a business quiz. It's Unlocking Your Intuition Meditation Challenge.
Is what I'd love
to share with your audience. And if you are an entrepreneur and you want to take a quiz and find out what mindset's blocking you, by all means, it's on our website too.
And I'm going to remind
But I want to
give
back.
Yeah. Thank you. Geniusunlocked.coach. Again, geniusunlocked.coach. You guys got to go check her out. Jen, this has been absolutely informative, educational, foundational, and juicy.
Love it.
And I'm very thankful and very appreciative for your education, getting in the rink, showing up, doing the work. And, you know, it's really important, not only for me, but, you know, the people that I speak with and play with, that you're in the rink and you're doing the work, right? Showing up and you're walking the talk. I'm not going to take birthing advice from somebody who hasn't actually given birth to a baby. Love ya. Bless
you. Love ya. And
a little bit of a difference. Yeah,
that's right. Yes. That's right. It's not just intellectual. You have to have the experience.
No. Yes. It has been an absolute delight. Thank you again. It's big, brave work. Have a fantastic time in Costa Rica. I'm super excited for you. This has been really juicy. It really has. Let me know how I can keep supporting you. And I don't say that to many, because it's just, you know, it's a really good connection and I want to support you. And of course, be of service to all too. With that,
me
thank
as well.
You very much. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Yes. Geniusunlocked.coach, you guys. With that, we are going to take off. Benny, thank you so much. Jen, thank you. And to all of you, each of you are a gift. Get out there and share yourself with the world. Now we're moving. We shine.